As Mackenzie Smith comes in to serve, Smith fires it across to Bauer. Rouse sets to Carly in the middle. Dug out that time on a strong swing by Smith. Out to Herbert. Over the double block. Finds the back corner for her third kill.
St. Paul down, Kearney Catholic in five sets and ride to the Lou Platt Tournament Championship. The following week, the Stars swept St. Paul to finish an undefeated conference season. Tonight's third meeting of the season will decide who advances to state and who sees a great season come to an end. It's the Wildcats and Stars coming up next, but first a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kennesaw High School with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Kennesaw High School. It's time for the C-15 District Volleyball Championship, where two of the best teams in C-1 will battle to see who makes it to Grand Island on Thursday. And unfortunately for one of them, they will be staying home. Both good enough to be at the state tournament, both ranked in the top eight in the state of Nebraska. It is St. Paul and Kearney Catholic. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll also give you updates tonight from the St. Cecilia-Sutton matchup, which is about ready to get underway at Hastings High School, as well as the Ord-Dundee County-Stratton matchup, which is going on in North Platte. We'll take a break. Be back with the starting lineups right after this.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com as we get ready for what should be a full house. A lot of people say, why are they playing in Kennesaw? Long way for St. Paul and not really directly in between. Well, a lot of places were asked. Some were full. Some were not willing to host. The one good thing about this, good high ceiling here in this Kennesaw gym that's only been open for about three seasons. And it will be loud. Just the right amount of room to pack everybody in here. The St. Paul side full. Their band here, the Kearney Catholic side, nearly full with a great student body representation. New Tech Seed pregame show continues with a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First off, for the St. Paul Wildcats, number 14 is a 5'11 junior, Carrie Sestock. Number 12, 5'11 junior, Kylie Sestock. Number 3, a 5'3 senior, Mercedes Lassen. Number 20, a 5'7 senior, Taryn Jonak. Number 17, a 5'5 senior, Alexa Wysocki. And number 2, a 5'7 freshman, Leslie Fox. The libero is Maddie Fosick, a 5'4 junior. She wears number 10. The head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats is Matt Kane Fairbanks, assisted by Nancy Harrington and Michaela White. St. Paul is 27-4 on the season. Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars. Number 10 is a 5'6 junior, Allie Prasoski. Number 6, 5'8 sophomore, Maddie Squires. Number 8, 5'9 junior, Callie Oprick. Number 5, 5'7 senior, Shayla Connor. Number 17, a 5'7 junior, Paige Herbert. And number 7, 5'7 sophomore, Courtney Shundoff. The libero, number 3, 5'6 junior, Morgan Studi. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Repness. The Stars come into tonight's match with a record of 23-8 on the season. These two teams have split their first two meetings, both late in the season. They met in the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, where they were the 2-3 seeds. And St. Paul was able to come back for a 5-set victory en route to beating Ord the next night and winning the conference championship for Kearney Catholic. The very next Tuesday, exactly 1 week later, they went to St. Paul and swept the Wildcats, and that completed a perfect regular season against the Lou Platt competition. Starting lineups brought to you, as always, by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank. They take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank and Kearney, the better bank. And we're back with more after this.
This high school sports broadcast featuring the first St. Paul Wildcats is presented in part by Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul. Proud to be a member of the St. Paul community and proud to be a supporter of the St. Paul Wildcats. Your Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul is an independent community bank that's been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC, go Wildcats!
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And welcome back to Kennesaw. I want to thank Athletic Director Craig Schnitzer and all the fine fans for their hospitality as we get ready for tonight's high school district matchup. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Doug Duda with you here on this Friday night. Class A and B football going on tonight, quarterfinals. Congratulations to Silver Lake. They are on to the six-man state football championships going on next week in Kearney as they defeated Cody Kilgore 44-12 this afternoon. The dark blue with gold trim for St. Paul. They'll move from left to right. The green uniforms with gold trim for Kearney Catholic, they'll move from right to left. For St. Paul, they started the season with 9 consecutive wins before being upset by Centura, who turned out to be a solid ball club. Their other losses to Grand Island Central Catholic, Kearney Catholic, and Wood River. And to get to this point, St. Paul in the sub-districts defeated Wood River and Grand Island Central Catholic, who have both been state-rated at points during this season. For Kearney Catholic, after dropping 4 matches in the opening weekend of the season at the Beatrice Tournament, they have been able to bounce back. Their losses since then, Aurora, Grand Island Central Catholic, St. Paul, and then, of course, to Wood River in the third and fourth place match. They've been healthy since then, and since that point, the Stars have won 9 in a row, including sweeps of Centura and Minden in the state sub-districts that you heard earlier this week. Wells and Parr will be our officials tonight, so we've got some good officials here for this big-time match. Really, state starts here, folks. Both of these teams deserve to be in Grand Island, and out of this district, Minden is hoping for a wild card. Wood River, a solid team staying home. Grand Island Central Catholic, a solid team is staying home. And you can hear the electricity as we're ready to go. The first serve by Kearney Catholic's Ali Prusoski, and we are underway. Set to the outside, the first swing by Lassen is up there by Studi. To the outside, Squires rolls it over the block. And here is the set, Sestock to the other, and it's down and good. Carey with her first kill. Kylie is the setter. Carey is the attacker. And for St. Paul, Mercedes Lassen leads the team in kills. But Leslie Fox, the freshman, right behind her, and Sestock is third on the team. And now one of the best servers from that libero position is Fosick. Dumped over immediately by Cotter, and that'll be the first play of the match for Kearney Catholic. Better turn that down a little bit. So there we go. Shayla Connor will have her first kill. And it's 1-1 here in the opening set at Kennesaw. Again, we're glad to have you with us as Mackenzie Smith comes in to serve it away for the Stars. Down the middle it goes, picked up there by Wysocki. Set to the outside, Lassen. She's blocked up front, digs her own block. Ball's above the net, tipped down by Oprek, and the Stars will get the point. Callie Oprek with the first kill of the match for her, and it's 2-1. Smith will pick up the service point. Mackenzie serves, plays that back row for Squires. Floats it across at Lassen. Sestock sets it back to Lassen on the outside. It's picked up by Smith. Connor, slide, Oprek right side, over the double block, down and good. Second kill for Callie Oprek, and Kearney Catholic with a 3-1 lead here in the opening set. Again, the first two times these teams met was different to lineup on the floor for Kearney Catholic. Paige Herbert didn't play against him in the first match, did in the second. Serve across by Smith. Again, Lassen on the outside. That was a great angle attack. Overpass at the net. Dumped into their own net. St. Paul, Mackenzie Smith got the dig. Taryn Jonak tried to send it right back, and it caught in the tape. And Smith will get credit for the defensive kill. And it's 4-1 Kearney Catholic. Smith serve. Just keeps taking it over to Lassen. Jonak keeps it in the back row. Mercedes back row spike is overpassed right back to her by Smith. Picked up by Fox. Set to the outside, Lassen through the double block. Smith is there for the dig. At the net, it's tipped across by Connor, and it's going to find the floor. Kearney Catholic is red hot here early on. They're getting to every ball, and it is 5-1. And a timeout will be taken by St. Paul. So we are just underway, and Kearney Catholic leads St. Paul 5-1 in the C15 District Final on Classic Hits.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brems Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brems provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
Well, last night we saw some D2 volleyball that was unexpected. Bertrand sweeping Giltner. Not unexpected that Bertrand won, but in the fashion they did, you just never know in the postseason how things are going to go, whether you're supposed to win or whether you're the underdog or how you come play. But a good start here for Kearney Catholic as Sestock has the only kill for St. Paul, and Lassen has not been able to put one down yet. 5-1, Stars, Mackenzie Smith to serve it away out of the St. Paul timeout. Floats it across to Wysocki, passes off the mark. They go to the back row. Fox on the swing, dig by Prusoski. Connor sets it outside for Herbert, and her attack is deep and out of bounds. But was there a tip? Nope, in the net on St. Paul. So St. Paul trying to get that block up there, and they are called in the net. Point for the Stars, 6-1. Remember, against Minden on the sub-district final, Prusoski got him off to a 9-0 lead. Now Smith with some strong serves, passed into the net, a serve. 7-1, Kearney Catholic on Mackenzie Smith's a serve. And that is quite some momentum if you can get off to a start like that. St. Paul dropping four back defensively, trying to shade Fox a little bit. Lassen passes it close to the net again. Sestock gets it middle. Driven across by Lassen. Dug out there by Prusoski. Back row Studi on the attack. Up to the back corner by Wysocki. From the 10-foot line, the attack is blocked by Oprek. Lassen is blocked by Callie Oprek. And the run continues here for the green and gold. St. Paul, it's not like they're playing bad. Wow. Standing room only here at Kennesaw as Mackenzie Smith serves it across. Set right side, too close to the net. The set's into the net. It is 9-1 Stars. And Coach Matt Kane Fairbanks thinking about using another timeout here. Right now, they need to weather the storm, settle down, and say, you know what, we're playing five sets. We need to get back into this one, though. Over to Fosick. Set outside. Here's Jonak's first swing. Dug out by Studi. Connor sets outside. Herbert's attack. Off the tip. Dug out by Fosick. Sestak will get it into the middle. Jonak tips it across. Prasoski has to set it. Herbert from the left wing. She'll set it across right at Lassen. Bump set back to Mercedes on the left side. Got it over the double block. It's up by Smith. Back row Studi. She'll give it the attack. Good long rally going here. St. Paul to Lassen again. Mercedes finally gets one down and good. Lassen, who had 22 kills in the first meeting between the two teams, gets her first one here. And that'll stop the 9-0 run by the Stars. It's 9-2. Kearney Catholic. And back to serve it away, Kylie Sestak. Sestak floats it across to Smith. Connor with the set. Here's Herbert. Got a good look at it. Drives it down the near side. Coming to one arm. St. Paul, good defense. Gets it back. Quick set to the right side. Oprick on the slide. Rattles it off the block, and it's down and good. Kill number three for Callie Oprick. 10-2. And a substitution here for St. Paul. Back into the back row will be Alexa Wysocki. And coming out will be Kaylee Horkey, who was in momentarily. Now Studi with the jump serve. Good handle by Wysocki. Set it middle. Jonak tips it across, but it's wide and out of bounds. 11-2, Kearney Catholic. Again, 27-4, St. Paul has to win tonight, it would appear, to get to state, and the jump serve into the net. So, 50-50 that time for Morgan Studi. Side out. Mercedes Lassen now goes into the back row for the St. Paul Wildcats. And back into the front is Kaylee Horkey. And that means also up front, Leslie Fox will take over as the main hitter. On the pass, tight to the net. It is set up for Shundoff, and she'll put it away. Connor moving the ball from the center position well early on here. And now Shayla will go back and serve it away, and Anna Squires will check into the front row. It is 12-3 Stars in the first set. Over to Fosick. Good pass to Sestak. Sets it wide. Here's Fox for a swing. Stuffed. Shundoff. And Squires in on the block. Looks like Anna Squires will get credit for that one. Second ace block here for the Stars. Connor on the serve. Just droops that one across to Fox. Sestak runs it down. Sets it back to Leslie on the left side. Goes over the block but sends it deep and out of bounds. 14-3. Kearney Catholic. This is very reminiscent of what we saw earlier this week. The Stars just coming out and putting pressure on early like they did in the sub-districts. Connor's knuckleball serve. Fosick overpass. Free ball above the net. Swatted down. Herbert. Page with her first kill, coming off a 10-kill performance against Minden. And St. Paul will use their final timeout. It is near perfection early on here for the defending state champions. Kearney Catholic 15, St. Paul 3 for the opening set on Classic Hits.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
This high school sports broadcast featuring the first St. Paul Wildcats is presented in part by Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul. Proud to be a member of the St. Paul community and proud to be a supporter of the St. Paul Wildcats. Your Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul is an independent community bank that's been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC, go Wildcats.
Out of the timeout, ball's free above the net, swatted by Herbert. Ball's in play, run down by Lassen in the back row and taken across by Fosick. Studi with the dig, quick slide to Shundoff. Her attack this time is deep and out of bounds. And that might be the first error by Kearney Catholic. Side out St. Paul. And the key now for St. Paul is to slowly right the ship and make this a long night of volleyball, because they are down and out right now at 15-4, and the serve is out of bounds. Right back over to the Stars, and Maddie Squires comes into the front row. And checking out Jonak for St. Paul, that brings the libero Fosick back in. Whitney Colling comes in to serve for Kearney Catholic. So Colling, Connor Studi in the back row. Both Squires and Shundoff in the front. Three back, Fox along with Lassen and Fosick on serve receive, although they're not all back row right now. Set middle, Sestock, she takes it on the line and gets the kill. That is the second kill for Carey, and that is what the doctors ordered right now for St. Paul. They may have to start feeding her a little bit more. Kearney Catholic's been all over Lassen and Fox. Sestock might be the magic potion here as the serve is across by Wysocki to Studi. Right side attack, Anna Squires blocks. She takes the block from right off the top of the floor, passed across by Maddie Squires. Here's the set. Sestock goes outside. Fox, that was in the net. Attack error. Point Stars. Into the front row, Oprick. And checking in, Michelle Messbarger for the first time. I don't think Messbarger even got on the floor in the sub-districts. And she's going to come in here to serve. And Michelle goes right down the middle. In fact, I don't think she was even on the varsity roster, so Coach Connor making a change there. Set middle, Oprick. She rolls it across. And we've got a lift called on Kearney Catholic. On that roll across by Oprick, point St. Paul. And back to serve it away will be Leslie Fox. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, St. Paul, on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you from the C15 District Final. All Stars at the first set, 17-6, set to Maddie Squires. She's blocked, and there's a nice block. The Sestock sisters team up, and Carey will get credit for the first ace block of the night for St. Paul. It's also the first point on St. Paul's serve here in the match. 17-7. Fox, line drive, back middle. This one's handled by Colling. Connor, long set over her head to Anna Squires. Halfs it across. Here's Lassen back in the front row. She's tipped up front by Squires. Connor sets outside Maddie Squires, far corner. Good dig by Fox. Set up that time by Wysocki and trying to tip it. It goes into the net. As Lassen was trying to just go as much angle as she could on the set, but ended up dumping it into the net. 18-7 Stars, and Allie Prusoski now to serve it away for the second time here in the match. And across it comes. St. Paul will slide it right side. Ooh, some miscommunication, but it's tapped over there by Sestock. Now Maddie Squires on the swing. It's dug out by Fox. Set back to her in the back row. Beautiful swing by Leslie. Overpass by the Stars. Redirected across the net by Connor. St. Paul's got a good look. Blocked up front, Connor. Shayla Connor blocking Lassen. Connor had the line. Oprick had the angle. And Connor blocked it out of bounds, they say. It's blocked out of bounds. So St. Paul will get the kill with Lassen. That's her first of or second of the night. And then it's overpassed again on the serve. Tipped over by Connor, and Lassen rolls it into the corner. Studi. Studi gets it to Connor on the outside. Maddie Squires. Pass back into the net. Oh, great job by Lassen just to flick it across. And on the slide, Oprick block. Ace block. Taryn Jonak. And a team you just could never count out is St. Paul. And there you go. A couple of big plays on defense. Results in 2 points. 18-9. Fosick on serve. And Maddie cuts it from right to left. Studi rolls it up. It stays deep in the back row. Colling sets it across. Free ball here for St. Paul. Short set middle, Jonak, and she's got the kill. Kearney Catholic let it go, and Taryn Jonak painted the far corner. 18-10. So a 12-point lead is down to 8. Fosick serve. Comes into that back right corner, and Maddie Fosick into the net. 19-10, Kearney Catholic. But again, even if St. Paul, with such a huge deficit, doesn't come back and test the Stars late here score-wise, they need to be testing them on the floor and get ready for game two, and they're starting to do that. As Mackenzie Smith, who served 8 in a row to start the match, serves it across. St. Paul to the outside, Lassen from a little farther off the net. Partially blocked, Prusoski the dig. Oprick in the middle, she's blocked. Right back at Connor. Trouble for the Stars, and they will not get it back across. Taryn Jonak gets the point. Second kill for Jonak for St. Paul, even though it was tapped 3 times. 19-11. And the serve by Kylie Sestock. Ooh, Smith had to go down low to dig that out. Middle attack, Lassen. And picking herself back up, Prasoski with the dig. Outside, Herbert. She has to go with a power tip. Sestock has it. Set wide. Ooh, tight to the net. Lassen runs into the standard, but got it across. Quickly tip back over by the Stars. Long rally, Jonak. Up in a back row for Kearney Catholic. They're going to have to pass it across. Connor does. Softly picked up there by Horky. Set outside. Lassen's got a good look, and she'll fire into the corner. Dug out by Studi. Here's Herbert again. And again, it's dug out by St. Paul and Leslie Fox. Another swing by Lassen. She decides to set it across. Smith is there backing up Herbert. Stars make a missed pass and then hit it out of bounds. A 5-1 run right now by St. Paul, and Kearney Catholic is going to call a timeout. So St. Paul has done enough to put a little scare into the Stars. Timeout on the floor. Game one, Kearney Catholic 19, St. Paul 12.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
The high school postseason continues here on Classic Hits 98.9. We have had high school sports action for you all week long. Four nights of volleyball, state football on Wednesday, and we'll be back on the football field this Tuesday. A doubleheader here on Classic Hits 98.9 as Amherst will host Wallace at 3 o'clock, followed by Donovan Trumbull taking on North Platte St. Pat's at 6. We will also have the Elm Creek-Hemingford football game at 2 o'clock. On ESPN Radio, you'll be able to hear Giltner taking on Why Not on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And out of the Kearney Catholic timeout, a service error here by St. Paul, their third, and it's 20-12 Stars. And Studi's back there with the jump serve. Drives it down the line to Lassen on the right side this time, and the middle attack by Jonak into the net. Point Kearney Catholic, 21-12. Stars lead it by 9 points, and Studi to serve. Takes a little something off that one, just floats that into the middle to Fosick. Sestock had to run it down. The attack is driven across by Wysocki, and Kearney Catholic out of the back row. Smith's going to have to take the swing, and she hammers it. Little miscommunication in the back row, but that was a line drive for Mackenzie Smith, her second kill. And you know things are going well when your back row is picking up kills. Smith has one. Studi is right there. They've had a couple from that back row, and Studi to serve. Drops it on the 10-foot line to Wysocki. Back set, Lassen, right side, finds the near corner. And Mercedes with her third kill, 22-13. High school volleyball on Classic Hits. Brought to you by our many fine sponsors as Lassen serves it across. Picked up by Smith, slide Herbert. She'll be blocked, dug out by Connor. Off the block of Fox, rolled across by Shundoff. She finds the line. Courtney Shundoff with her second kill. 23-13, Kearney Catholic. Shayla Connor to serve, 2 points away from the opening set. And Connor with the serve into the net. And that will be the second service error here of the match for Kearney Catholic. Side out St. Paul. And back to serve it away will be Taryn Jonak. Again, a full house here for tonight's volleyball matchup. Serve is across, handled there by Herbert. Back to Page in the middle, unloads, gets the kill. Second kill for Page, and it is game point, Kearney Catholic. And subbing in to serve will be Whitney Colling at 24-14 in the opening set. But again, the best of five. Remember, Kearney Catholic was up 15-3, so St. Paul has righted the ship. And we'll see if they can get something going in game two. Calling, sir. The lefty fires it across to Lassen. Sestock sets. Sestock attacks and gets the tip kill. Third for Carey, and it's 24-15. Side out for St. Paul. And back to serve it away will be Wysocki. Alexa. Down the near side to Maddie Squires. Connor sets Anna Squires. Right side, attack deep and out of bounds. So St. Paul trying to get as many points as they can here at the end to take and use that momentum for game two. Wysocki again at Maddie Squires. Connor, middle of the floor, sets shunned off. Courtney's attack is picked up there and to the outside. Fox picked up by Studi. Connor sets all the way to the other side. Maddie Squires off the partial block. St. Paul dumps it over with the setter, Sestock. Here's a short set for Shundoff. Down and good, and that's the end of game one. Courtney Shundoff with her third kill, and Kearney Catholic 25, St. Paul 16. First set, best of five here on Classic Hits for the C15 District Volleyball Tournament. We'll be back and take a look at the numbers right after this timeout.
Brian Jensen Clothing, downtown St. Paul, is Central Nebraska's most complete menswear store.
Tuxedo rentals too. A tailor-made fit for you.
Hundreds of suits, 3,000 shirts in stock, big and tall clothing in every department. Western wear, wrinkle-free dress slacks, and Columbia jackets. Everything you wear for everywhere you go. Let their years of experience go to work for you.
See the man stop, Brian Jensen Clothing.
Open 6 days a week and Thursdays till 7.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to high school volleyball action here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the first set stats. First off, for the St. Paul Wildcats, Leslie Fox, one service point. Mercedes Lassen had three kills. Maddie Fosick had two service points. Kylie Sestock, one service point. Carrie Sestock, an ace block and three kills. Alexa Wysocki, a service point. Taryn Jonak, an ace block and two kills. I had St. Paul for eight kills, two ace blocks, and no ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Morgan Studi, three service points. Shayla Connor, three service points, an ace block and two kills. Courtney Shundoff, three kills. Callie Oprecht, an ace block and three kills. Anna Squires, an ace block. And Mackenzie Smith, eight service points. One was an ace, two kills. Paige Herbert also had two kills. I had Kearney Catholic for 12 kills, three ace blocks, and one ace serve as the Stars dominate game one, 25-16. St. Paul always finds a way to come back. We'll see if they can do it when we're back with set two after this on Classic Hits.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. All the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
We're ready to get the second set underway. St. Paul will serve it. Kylie Teal starts the set. On her attack, she's blocked up front by Horky, returned over by the Stars and Studi. Here comes St. Paul to the middle. Sestock will tip it across. Connor with the dig. The swing by Anna Squires goes off the net and down. So Anna Squires will get her first kill. And Kearney Catholic has the first point here of game number one. It is 1-0. And Allie Prasoski to serve it away. Prasoski slaps that one into the middle to Lassen, tight to the net. Sestock has to get it out of there, and it has to be tipped across by Fox. Passing has not been all that crisp for St. Paul, but they do get a block. Back row attack by Studi is blocked by Carrie Sestock. That's her second, and St. Paul is on the board here in game two. Now it'll be Wysocki to serve it away. Wysocki serve into the middle of Studi, overpass. In fact, it's so far over that they can't take a one-time swing. They'll set it up for Fox, drives it across. Here is the slide for Oprich. Oprich off the block. Lassen starting this game in the back row. So Coach Matt Cain doing some different things here in game two. Outside Teal off the tip. It's going to be dug out there by Wysocki. Fox blocked again. No, they're going to say it's in the net. Four hits. Point Kearney Catholic. Leslie Fox, number two attacker on this team, but just hasn't been able to get on track so far tonight. And Mackenzie Smith now will serve it away for Kearney Catholic. Smith line drive down the middle to Fosick. Here is the set outside for Fox. Good angle, but it is just off the back line. 3-1 Stars. This was the dominating rotation in the first set for Kearney Catholic. Smith ran off eight in a row to give them a 9-1 lead. And the serve brought across by Smith. Slide, but again, a little missed time there. So Sestock has to tip it across. Oprich on the attack. Off the tape. Dug out there by Kylie Sestock. And it'll be taken over by Fox. Here's Connor. Jump set to the outside. Herbert through the double block. Down and good. Third kill for Paige. And it is 4-1. Kearney Catholic. And you don't want the same person to bury you twice in a row. So St. Paul needing to get the ball back. Served by Smith, a little deeper that time. Wysocki can't handle it. It's an ace. As you can tell, the Kearney Catholic fans setting in front of our broadcast position. St. Paul is on the other side. Second ace from Smith. This one a little shorter. Handled by Wysocki. Short set. Sestock into the net. Man, oh man, St. Paul just not on their game right now. Tough to see. We saw it last night with Giltner where they were 28-1 and after the first set just couldn't get on their game as Smith serves it into the net. And we're kind of seeing that right now for St. Paul. They had a lot of swings in game number one that just didn't go down. And as they've tried to adjust, they have not been able to find their mojo. Down 6-2 here. Leslie Fox with the serve. The attack out of the back row goes into the net for the Stars. And it is 6-3. Point on serve for Fox. Leslie from that far right-hand corner. Serves it across. And that one is just off the back line out of bounds. Side out Kearney Catholic. And Morgan Studi will go back there. Looks like she's going to utilize the jump serve. And Studi tosses it in the air. Morgan fires it across. Wysocki close to the net. It's in the net. Free ball. Shundoff tipped it down. Courtney Shundoff took advantage of the strong serve for her fourth kill. 8-3 Stars. Studi with the serve. Studi's jump serve at Wysocki. Just keeping it on that near line. Set outside Lassen. She is into the antenna. Out of bounds. Point Kearney Catholic, 9-3, time out St. Paul. So the opening game went to Kearney Catholic by a score of 25-16, and they've jumped out 9-3 here in game two. We'll be right back.
Brian Jensen Clothing, downtown St. Paul, is Central Nebraska's most complete menswear store.
Tuxedo rentals too, a tailor-made fit for you.
Hundreds of suits, 3,000 shirts in stock, big and tall clothing in every department. Western wear, wrinkle-free dress slacks, and Columbia jackets. Everything you wear for everywhere you go. Let their years of experience go to work for you.
See the man stop, Brian Jensen Clothing.
Open 6 days a week and Thursdays till 7.
In other scores from tonight, it was Ord taking the first set from Dundee County Stratton, 25-16. And Hastings St. Cecilia has taken the first set from Sutton, 25-15. So Ord, St. Cecilia, and Kearney Catholic have all taken their first sets tonight. Again, the C1 State Tournament starts next Thursday. Games are at 2, 4, 6:30, and 8:30 at Grand Island Senior High. It's 9-3 Kearney Catholic as they get ready to serve with the jump serve Studi into the net. So the timeout will get the ball back over for St. Paul. Trailing 9-4, the opening game to the Stars, 25-16. You're listening to High School Volleyball on PlatteRiverPreps.com and 98.9 FM KKPR. Maddie Fosick serve. just lunges at it. Picked up Smith to Connor. Herbert decides to tip over the double block, and she does it. Gets the kill. Fourth kill for Paige. The double block was very strong, but nobody came up from the service position to cover it and cover that tip. So the Stars will get their 10th point. Shayla Connor with the serve. High lofting all the way to the other side on the wing to Fosick, set in the middle. Half the cross there by Lassen. Right side attack driven across by Squires, dug out by Fox. Now Lassen gets a good look. She's blocked up front by Shundoff. Set back to the right side, Jonak. Picked up by Connor. Anna Squires has to set close to the net, so Herbert will set it across. Chance here for St. Paul. Here comes Lassen. But again, just tipped across. Boy, haven't seen St. Paul struggle this much in a long time. Here's a slide right side, tipped across by Jonak. Long rally with not much to it. Kind of tipping it and setting it back and forth. Now Lassen will get a swing off the net, down and good. Mercedes Lassen with her fourth kill. And that is the first kill of the second set for St. Paul. They trail 10-5. Back into the front row will be Horky. Kaylee, the 5'7 sophomore, normal rotation for Coach Kane. And Sestock serves it across. That's Kylie, set to the outside, Shundoff. Off the tip, picked up by Fox. Set outside, here is Lassen, far corner kill. Back-to-back kills for Mercedes Lassen. And a point on serve here for St. Paul. Again, don't forget complete coverage of the state volleyball tournament on our network of stations, PlatteRiverPreps.com, all next week, Thursday, Friday, and hopefully Saturday. Here is the set middle. Paige Herbert looks like she's wide. For a minute, I thought she was playing back row as far as she ran to get to the ball and then sent it a little wide. Point St. Paul, 10-7. St. Paul is going to need a little help. And Kearney Catholic has given it to him. Good serve, overpassed by Herbert. Set middle, Jonak, attack long. And out of bounds, point Kearney Catholic. That serve was placed perfectly, and it was a full-out dive by Herbert. Sent it across, and St. Paul could not do anything with it. Whitney Colling now comes in to serve for the Stars. And Colling will hit the net. Back over to St. Paul. 11-8, your score. And to serve it away, Mercedes Lassen. First set went to Kearney Catholic, 25-16. And Lassen, half step, knuckleballs it across at Colling. Connor sets it right side, Anna Squires, dug out by Lassen in the middle. Here's Sestock setting it outside for Fox. She's blocked. Good dig by Fosick. St. Paul dumps it across on a high set by Sestock. Now Shundoff from the middle, put it into the net. Point, St. Paul. 11-9. And I'll tell you what, if they get caught up or take the lead, those St. Paul fans will bring them home. They're a great group over there. A serve. Miscommunication in the Stars' back row. St. Paul is definitely getting some help from Kearney Catholic. That's two errors and an ace serve, and it's 11-10. But like we said, St. Paul, if they need a little help, they're not going to be ashamed to accept it. Lassen serve. This one, Colling, passes up to Connor. Here comes Teal. Kylie over the double block, dug out by Lassen. Back row set. They'll go Lassen. She'll roll it across. Studi with a dig. Connor. Sets on the slide. Shundoff blocked up front by Fox. Dug out by Teal. They'll set it back to Kylie on the left wing. Over the block. Down and good. Kylie Teal, just a freshman, gets her first kill. 12-10, Kearney Catholic. Another score update. Ord wins game two, 25-8 over Dundee County Stratton. They're up 2-0. One set away from going to state out of the conference. Both of these, of course, in the Lou Platt Conference is the serve of the cross by Messbarger. Pass back over. Stars high set Teal off the block, and it goes all the way to the back wall for the kill. Back-to-back kills for Kylie Teal. And just when St. Paul was able to scratch their way back to one, they're down three. And on serve receive. And the serve by Messbarger. In the back row, it stays there. Lassen has to run it down from off the net. It's going to be passed wide. They're going to call a double hit on the set attempt, actually. Hard to hear the whistle with the fan support we have here at Kennesaw. 14-10 Stars after getting three in a row. Messbarger right down the middle to Lassen. Set outside Fox. She's blocked, and it's an ace block. Oprich teaming up with Squires. And I believe it was Anna Squires to get that one, her second. 15-10, and the final timeout will be used by St. Paul. Kearney Catholic won the first set 25-16. They're up 15-10 in game two. You're listening to the C15 District Volleyball Championship on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
Welcome back to high school volleyball. Out of the St. Paul timeout, Jonak on the attack and in the net, called on Kearney Catholic, trying to dig it out as it rolled over. Oprek says, I don't think I was, but it was right in front of our official, Cindy Wells. St. Paul serving with Taryn Jonak. 15-11, Kearney Catholic in game two after winning the opener. And the serve is across and just off the back line. The linesman started to call it good, changed his mind, and made the call. And again, it looked like it was the right call. So side out for Kearney Catholic. And back to serve it away, Ali Prasoski. Very short serve right at the 10-foot line to Lassen. Set middle, Sestak deep. There have not been a lot of tip balls up front, not those that go sailing wide and you say that was touched. 17-11, the Stars have scored six of the last 7 points. Prasoski serve across. Kearney Catholic waiting for the return from Fox. Picked up in the back row, slide, a small set that time for Oprek, and she's still able to handle it. I didn't think Connor got that high enough for Oprek to get a good swing on it, but it is the fourth kill for Callie Oprek. And Prasoski serves again. Overpass, free ball at the net. Stars slap it into the net. It pops up and comes over to St. Paul, and they'll have to pass it across into the back row. Studi dumped over by Connor. One arm up there by Fosick. Outside Fox has an open look. There's Colling to dig it out. Outside Teal. Teal's attack dug out. Lassen, good point going here. Here's Fox from the middle. Rolls it over. Prasoski with the up. Connor short set. Oprek off the block of Fox. Horky sets it back to Fox. Blocked again. Dug again. St. Paul to the outside. Fox again off the tape. One ham save by Teal. They get it back up to Kylie, and then she sends it long, and the long rally will end with a St. Paul point. Big point there for the Cats as Wysocki re-enters the game, currently trailing 18-12. And the serve is across, handled by the Stars. Middle attack, they'll get it a little wide to Oprek. She'll drive it over. Pass to the outside. It'll be near side attack by Fox and then dumped into the net. Connor dumps it into the net. It's 18-13 in favor of Kearney Catholic. And a point there for St. Paul. Serving it again will be Alexa Wysocki. St. Paul just hasn't been able to string together very many runs. Teal's attack is dug out back row, Lassen. And a double hit called on the set. It stayed in the back row, so Wysocki tried to set it way up there, and they called her for a double hit. Point Kearney Catholic, 19-13. Stars with the lead. And the serve. Deep and out of bounds. Back over to St. Paul. 19-14 is your score. As we said, the state football playoffs are also going on tonight. Grand Island and Aurora and York all playing. Leslie Fox on the serve. Sends this across to Studi. Connor with a bump set. Herbert decides just to pass it across. Here's Sestak with the set. Outside Lassen. Blocked again by Oprek. Dug out off the floor. One more swing, Lassen. There's Prasoski. Stars to the outside, Herbert. Handled there by Wysocki. Set middle. Tipped across by Carrie Sestak. Long point again. Herbert has to tip it across. Pass was a little wide. St. Paul to the outside, Lassen. Hervert with the up, nearly a lift. St. Paul wanted the call, didn't get it. Hervert with a one-timer across. Dumped over on a two ball by Sestock. Tracked down by Connor. Here's Hervert, blocked up front. Hervert digs the block. Connor sets it across over the top of Smith. Here's the set, long point and dumped into their own net, St. Paul. They are winded. St. Paul is winded. And Coach Kane wants to come over and see if his attacker, Carrie Sestock, is okay. She is breathing pretty heavy right there and just didn't get off her feet on that play. And the serve across by Kearney Catholic and Studi. Outside, Lassen. There she got one, Mercedes Lassen, with her sixth kill. Side out, St. Paul. Gretna beat Sydney today, 24-17. Silver Lake will play Hyannis in the six-man championship. They upset Sioux County today, 44-28. And the serve by Fosick across, down 20-15. Here's Shundoff off the double block, down and good. Courtney with her fifth kill. The Stars aren't just dominating at the net. That fifth kill by Shundoff is the most kills for anybody on the Kearney Catholic team. Highly unusual. And now Shayla Connor to serve it away. Floats it across to Fosick. Bump set to the outside. Jonak from the 10-foot line across to Smith. Set outside, Hervert. Hervert's blocked up there by Jonak. It's overpassed by the Stars. Here's a set by Sestock. Lassen on the left wing. Gets it inside that double block and got the kill. Boy, you usually never have any room down the line. But she fit it between the block and the antenna, and that'll be the seventh kill for Lassen. In fact, only three players have kills for the Cats. Lassen, Wysocki, and Jonak. As the serve is across at 21-16. Picked up there and set to the middle for Jonak. Slaps it off the net. Squires digs it out. Back row attacks Studi. Up by Fox. Pass to the outside. Lassen from off the net. Her attack is going to be good. Mercedes Lassen hit it off the block and it sailed to the back corner. 21-17. St. Paul trying to mount a run here. Off back-to-back serves by Kylie Sestock. First set went to the Stars. They've really been cruising along, kind of a well-oiled machine tonight. Slide Anna Squires from the middle. She'll get the kill. Anna Squires will drive it home for her second kill. And again, remember, some of these kids were at the one act today up at Loop City, which takes a lot of the day, and made the trip down here. But St. Paul just looks a little tired. They've had to run after so many volleyballs. Whitney Collins serves 3 points away from a 2-0 lead. And the serve picked up, return quick to the middle. Shunned up, block. There's an ace block for St. Paul. And Taryn Jonak with her second. Side out, Wildcats. But they're running out of time, trailing 22-18. Mercedes Lassen on the serve. And Lassen. Flat ball across, picked up by Studi, set outside. Here's Kylie Teal. She's blocked, but out of bounds, and Teal will get her third kill of this set. I remember St. Paul has already used both of their timeouts. And in to serve it away, Michelle Messbarger. You're listening to the C15 District Final on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. 23-18, Game 2, Kearney Catholic. Serve across Messbarger to Jonak, tight to the net. Set it to Horky. She's able to just droop it across. Saved by Squires. Connor punches it over. St. Paul tight to the net again, and a big swing by Fox. And finally, Leslie Fox at 23-19 of game two has her first kill of the match. And a side out here for St. Paul. And substitution, Shundoff comes right back in for Messbarger again. In other action, it was Ord taking the first two sets tonight from Dundee County Stratton. Hastings St. Cecilia takes game 2, 25-23 as they rally in the second set. They're up 2-0 over Sutton. Serve across. Here's Oprick off the block. It is down and good. Callie Oprick with her fifth kill, and it is game point. Kearney Catholic. And rotating back to serve it will be Allie Prusoski. 24-19, Kearney Catholic. Prusoski goes to the far left-hand corner this time. And slaps it just across. It actually hit the net. Horky with the dig. Here's the set outside for Fox. Near side attack dug out for Prusoski. Connor sets. Teal on the attack. Blocked and an ace block. Horky is able to get it up front for St. Paul, teaming up with Carrie Sestock. Game point number two for Kearney Catholic. And Wysocki will serve it away. St. Paul has to get four more. It's 24-20. Clips the net, picked up by Studi. Set to the right side. Teal deep, point St. Paul. 24-21. Kearney Catholic does have their timeouts. If St. Paul gets closer, Wysocki serve, game point number three. Backing up, Colling has it. Dumped over by Connor. Handled there by Fosick. Set to the outside. Fox rolls it into the back row to Studi. Connor with the set. Here's Oprich. She'll drive it across. Fosick got a hand on it. St. Paul will return it. Free ball to the Stars. Connor sets high outside for Teal. Kylie, what a great dig. Passed over. All of St. Paul's on the floor. It's passed back over on a one-timer. They're able to get it. Here's Fox blocked up front. What a point going here. Slide, Sestock. St. Paul's lofts it over. Connor sets Teal on game point. Rolls it across. Dug out by Lassen. Sestock slide to Sestock. Overpass by Colling. Free ball here for St. Paul to the outside. Fox sets it far corner. Doug Colling. Connor blocked at the net. Set up by St. Paul. Longest point of the match. Fox on the near side attack to Prasoski. Connor sets Oprich and we're done. What a point. Both teams, hands on their hips, on their knees, exhausted in a full house here at Kennesaw. But St. Paul is going to have to rally from 2-0 down if they hope to make it to the state tournament. Kearney Catholic 25-16 and 25-21. We'll be back with more volleyball in a minute on Classic Hits. KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street.
Now let's take a look at the numbers I had for the second set here. And we will start with St. Paul. Leslie Fox, one service point, one kill. Mercedes Lassen had two service points. One was an ace, five kills. Kaylee Horkey had an ace block. Kylie Sestock had four service points. Carrie Sestock had an ace block. Alexa Wysocki, two service points. Taryn Jonak, an ace block. St. Paul, six kills, three ace blocks, and one ace serve. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, three service points. Kylie Teal, three kills. Morgan Studi, two service points. Whitney Colling, a service point. Courtney Shundoff had two kills. Callie Oprecht, three kills. Anna Squires, an ace block and two kills. Allie Persoski, two service points. Mackenzie Smith, four service points. One was an ace. And Paige Herbert, two kills. 12 kills, one ace block, one ace serve as Kearney Catholic takes game two, 25-21. They're up two games to none. There's just been a lot of long points, not as many. The hitting efficiency, not very high for either team would be the best way to put it. We'll take a break. Head to the third set after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back here at Kennesaw Jam-Packed Gymnasium, where it is the C15 District Championship. Kearney Catholic is up 2-0 over St. Paul. Elsewhere, St. Cecilia leads Sutton 2-0, and Ord leads Dundee County Stratton 2-0. All Class C districts tonight. D was last night, B sub-state tomorrow. Kearney Catholic serves to start this third set. St. Paul able to take it across with Horky. Back row attack by Studi. Dug out there by Lassen. Set to the outside from the 10-foot line. Fox's attack is going to be just off the back line out of bounds. And Kearney Catholic draws first blood here in the third set. Allie Persosky at the service line. Don't forget at the end of our match, whenever that is, the Misco Sports postgame show. St. Paul sets middle. Sestock is blocked up front there by Teal. Dug out, back row, Lassen. Didn't get a lot on it. Studi's able to make the dig. Connor with the bump set for Teal. She rolls it high over the block. St. Paul digs it out with Fox. Set it back to Leslie. She'll take it into the far corner. Studi throws it up. Then Connor throws it into the back corner. St. Paul off that two ball. Attack error. 2-0, Kearney Catholic. St. Paul cannot afford to press. They have to stay aggressive, but they can't press the issue. The Stars kind of forced Minden into doing that the other night. St. Paul, middle attack. The tip sets on the net and falls across. Kearney Catholic picks it up to Teal off the back foot. Blocked and dug out on the St. Paul side by Kerry Sestock. Set across by Fox. All out dive by Herbert, but not enough to keep the ball alive. And the second kill of the match for Leslie Fox gets St. Paul on the board here in the third set. A far cry from the first time that these two teams met. I think Fox had something like 17 kills and a five-setter. She got two right now. There's the set. Kylie Teal from the 10-foot line takes it into the back middle. Lassen is there. Pump set 10-foot line. Fox will take it over. Here's Connor setting it for Teal, who's very involved right now, and she'll get the kill. Fourth kill for Kylie Teal. Kearney Catholic 3, St. Paul 1. And for the wild card points, both teams would be just on the outside looking in, it would appear. Unless there's some crazy formula that we didn't see happening. Service across by Mackenzie Smith for the Stars. Some miscommunication for St. Paul on the third try. It falls to the floor. 4-1, Kearney Catholic. Smith already with 13 points from the service line tonight, including 8 in a row to set the tone in game one when they went up 9-1. Now it's missed pass by St. Paul, and all they can do is bump it across, and it does not even stay in. It is out of bounds. 5-1, Kearney Catholic was up 9-1 in the first set, 9-3 at 6-1 and 9-3 in the second set, now 5-1 here. So the Stars getting off to a good start, and St. Paul trying to play catch-up. Smith with a strong serve has St. Paul scrambling. They will pass it across. Smith gets it to Connor. High set for Herbert. Angle picked up by Fosick. Bumped into the back row. Good look there for Lassen. Dug out Persosky. Oprick in the middle around the single block. Dug out Wysocki. Here's a short set to the wide side. On the left, it's Fox to take it over. Oprick will come back middle. Again, good quick points here. Slide Sestock miss hit it. Trying to cut it back against the grain on the slide, and Kearney Catholic is now up by a score of 6-1 and a timeout by St. Paul. Their season is on the line. Kearney Catholic's up 2-0 and 6-1 in the third. We'll be back with more of the C15 District Championship right after this timeout.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
High school football tonight, late second quarter. Ralston leading York by a score of 20-13. And a 27-yard field goal by McCook has put them up 17-15 over Aurora. And we'll try and keep you up to date on some other high school football games that are going on tonight. But right now we get back to the district final. Kearney Catholic, the defending state champion, and they're playing a little bit like it right now. Up 2-0 and 6-1 in the third over St. Paul. And Mackenzie Smith is serving away. Into the corner to Wysocki. Sestock sets it. Here's Fox over the double block. Studi with the dig. Connor, slide, right side, Oprich, quick termination. Number 7 for Callie Oprich. It's 7-1 Kearney Catholic. Oprich with 7 kills, 5 for Courtney Shundoff, 4 for Herbert and Kylie Teal. For St. Paul, Mercedes Lassen has 8. Nobody else with more than 3. Smith with 15, make it 16 service points already. Serves it across, right down the middle to Fosick. High set, Fox, she keeps hammering away, blocked by Oprich. Couple of one-arm free ball, Oprich tips it over, and they're going to get Kearney Catholic in the net. Good call there, St. Paul keeping the ball alive and earning the point. 7-2, side out, Fox to serve it away, and that'll bring Lassen back into the front row here for the Cats. Fox's serve, knuckles it down the middle to Prasoski, bump set to Herbert from off the net left side. Dug out back middle by Fox, short set, and a double hit going to be called, or a lift on St. Paul. It'll be officially a lift. Side out Stars. Back into the front row will be Courtney Shundoff. Back to serve it away will be Morgan Studi with that jump serve. Handled by Wysocki. Perfect pass set to the outside. Lassen drives it across and got the kill. And that was the best point we've seen in a long, long time from St. Paul, and it came off the jump serve. The Ord Chanticleers are headed to state in C2 with a 25-16, 25-8, 25-10 sweep of Dundee County Stratton. Serve across here by St. Paul. Driving it across was Fosick. Back on St. Paul's side. Set it to the outside. Lassen over the double block. Smith with the dig. Here's the high set for a back row attack. Studi safely got it over and got the kill. Morgan Studi with her first kill. 9-3 Kearney Catholic. Anna Squires will come in to serve it away. Shayla Connor. Squires to play front row. Squires to serve it, or Connor to serve it away. Don't forget UNK and Hastings College football teams are home tomorrow. The Lopers waiting for South Dakota Mines. At 12 noon, Hastings will welcome in Dort. Senior day for both. That's at 1 o'clock in Hastings. The volleyball teams are on the road. Loper basketball, 2-4, men first, then the women, coming up on Sunday. And here is an ace serve by Shayla Connor. Gets a lot of pleasure out of getting that short serve to fall in for the ace. And she did it again right there. 10-3. Connor tries it again at the 10-foot line. In fact, in front of it, Wysocki. Get it to the outside. Lassen, and she'll have the last laugh on that one. Mercedes with her 10th kill. Side out, St. Paul. Back in, Kaylee Horkey. She plays front row. Wysocki checks out. Jonak, Wysocki, Lassen, the only three seniors on this St. Paul team, hoping to keep their season going. Service across by Sestock. Two ball across by Connor. Dugout Fox ends up on the ground. Set to Lassen. Near side attack. Dugout by Studi. Bump set to the back row. Mackenzie Smith on the swing and got the kill. Mackenzie Smith will pick up her third kill, and that's probably a career high because all she does is play the back row, so she doesn't get many opportunities. But she had a defensive point and two kills on intentional plays to her, and it's 11-4. And Whitney calling in to serve. Passed into the net, kept out of there by Sestock, and they will return it. Actually, a pretty good swing by Wysocki. Give credit again to the setter, Carrie Sestock, who has been running all over this gym tonight. Kearney Catholic gets it to Teal. Slaps it into the middle softly. Sestock, back set, Lassen off the net right side. Rattles it off the block of Teal and Shundoff. They'll set it outside Kylie. Through the block, good. And the height factor is starting to take over for Kearney Catholic. St. Paul's been trying to move off the net more and more, and it's just creating less angles for their offense. Whitney calling to serve again. 12-4, right in the middle to Fosick. Here's the short set. Jonak rolls it across the net. Ball's above the net. Free ball. And then following through, Jonak was into the net. Boy, you just see every break going to the green and nothing good following right now for St. Paul on the one-timer. The follow-through put him into the net. And Colling will serve again, 13-4 in the third. Short set is overpassed right back to the Stars. Anna Squires has to set it. Shundoff dumps it down. And a lift called on Kearney Catholic. When the setters aren't handling the ball, they're calling it pretty close here tonight on both sides. And a point here for St. Paul. But they are down 13-5 and two sets to none. Kearney Catholic, even though they haven't got 16, 17, 18 kills in a set, they have just controlled this match. And Teal will get her sixth. And the freshman has come in sets two and three and has taken over here for Kearney Catholic. Scary for the opposition next year is that the Stars only lose Shayla Connor and Mackenzie Smith. Now they do lose their four-year starting setter, but everybody else will be back. Michelle Messbarger on the serve. Sestock sets Horky on the swing, dug out by Connor. So Squires has to set it outside, and Teal hammers it home. Kylie Teal makes it 15-5. Kearney Catholic, Messbarger on the serve. The team split their two matches earlier this year, and a timeout called by St. Paul. It might be their final one of the season. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda along with our producer engineer, Grant Sparks. As we continue on to the C15 District Volleyball Final. And it is Michelle Messbarger to serve it away here for Kearney Catholic, leading it 2-0 and already 15-5 here in the third set. Messbarger served to Fosick. Good pass to Sestock. Set right side, Jonak. Into the net it goes. You take a look at what's going on in the wild card points. And coming into tonight in C1, SCOTUS was 1, Shadron 2, Ogallala 3. Shadron and Ogallala play each other tonight. Wahoo 4, then Minden, St. Paul, Kearney Catholic. So Kearney Catholic probably going to end up around a 5 seed. We'll talk more about that if they can win. Fox blocked. Second attempt. This time it's good. Leslie Fox with her third kill. 16-6. Side out. Taryn Jonak to serve. Massive substitutions here for the Stars. Studi's back in. Oprich's into the front row. St. Paul tonight, their longest run at any point. They did get, man, I'm double-checking here. 3 points? Looks like 3 points twice. Here's Oprich on the middle attack. Nice dig out there by Lassen to Fox over the double block. There's a kill for Leslie Fox. Her fourth. 16-7. Jonak on the serve. They need a big run to get their confidence up, get the crowd in it. Starts with that one. Jonak, deep middle. Stays in the back off of Colling from the 10-foot line. Teal's attack. Handled by Lassen. Set for Fox. Fox more towards the middle, and the attack goes into the net. Side out for Kearney Catholic. Just more errors than we've seen from St. Paul in any of the matches we've covered this year. And no matter which team would have been committing the errors tonight, it's just been too many. Stars have been far from perfect, but they just keep the ball up. As Ed Rouse said earlier in the week, Kearney Catholic just digs everything, and they're doing it tonight. Fox with a big swing, rattle off the block, kept alive Teal. Back row attack Studi, blocked by Sestock. Back over to Prasoski. Here's Teal again on the attack, dug by Fosick. St. Paul sets outside. Here's Fox over the double block. One arm up by Studi. Picked up there by Connor and punched over by Teal. Another great dig by Studi. Now Sestock in the middle and another one arm dig, but not enough to keep it alive. And finally, St. Paul gets the ball on the floor. Carrie Sestock, her first kill since the first set and her fourth overall. If it continues like this, the numbers will not be anywhere close to what these teams are used to seeing. Wysocki serves it over. Picked up by Studi. Set right side off the back foot. It's driven across there and nearly good by Teal. Running into the crowd, Sestock has it. And from the back row, Studi fires over past St. Paul. Free ball Teal, but drove it into her own net. That was like waiting for a high tennis lob and mistimed it just ever so slightly for the freshman. Point St. Paul. Jonak sir, or Wysocki sir. Deep ace. Kearney Catholic was yelling out. Both Colling and Studi were on the same page, and they both thought it was going to be deep, but instead, a serve here for Alexa Wysocki. That is just the second service ace of the night for St. Paul. And a serve, same spot. Studi has it, overpass free ball, but the tip is not strong enough, and Kearney Catholic's able to keep it alive. Studi back row attack, dug out by Lassen. Set outside Fox, she's blocked, ace block, Kelly Oprick. Second ace block for Oprick. 18-10, Kearney Catholic, the Stars, 25-16, 25-21, and now 18-10. Paige Herbert back into the front row for the Stars. Mackenzie Smith, who has been the number one server tonight, 16 points already, will serve. Smith takes it at Fosick. She thought about getting out of the way, and then it goes off of her, and they're still able to get it up front. The attack goes into the net. Four hits will be called. 19-10, Misco Sports postgame show with the final stats. Coaches' interviews come your way when we are done. And again, the serve coming up for Mackenzie Smith. Smith fires it across, set to the outside box. Her attack is over past Studi, close to the net. Connor tried to tip it. She's blocked up front. How did the Stars keep that alive? Doesn't matter. It finally fell. Good persistence up front there. Front there by Kerry Sestock. Side out St. Paul. And it is 20-11. Back to serve it away will be Fox. Clips the net. Across it comes. High set for Herbert. Herbert off the block. Down and good. Paige with her fifth kill here tonight. And back over to Studi. It appears like it's just a matter of time right now. The Stars 5 points away from right back at State. Studi goes with the jump serve. To the outside, Lassen blocked up front. Connor got that one with Shundoff. Shayla Connor with her second ace block. 21-11. St. Paul has used their timeouts. Coach Chris Connor talking to some of her players on the bench. She might be subbing in for the last couple of points here, or else just telling her girls we're going to finish it this way. And when you're going to State, it shouldn't matter. And ooh, a jump serve dove hard but didn't stay in. Missed by a couple inches there from Studi. Side out St. Paul. They're down to their final breath. 21-11, Kearney Catholic. And here's Maddie Fosick, who did give the Stars trouble in the conference tournament with some great serving. Handled by Smith. Set to the outside. Shundoff. Near side attack is deep and out of bounds. Point, St. Paul. Fosick with her third service point of the night. Kearney Catholic, who seemed like for a while just had trouble getting to the state tournament, now looking to get back there again as the serve is just off the back line and out of bounds. They are looking for their ninth consecutive trip to the state tournament here tonight. They've been there every year since 2005. The runner-up in 10 and 11, the champs last year. And Connor serves it across. She's the only real starter back from last year, 22-13. Set right side into the ball game for Kearney Catholic is Butler. She sets it across, overpass that time, and dropped down by Shundoff for the kill. 23-13. Connor on the serve. See, Butler got in there, and I think that was it during that rotation. So Connor serves. St. Paul has it up front. Sestock sets outside. Here comes Lassen. Blocked up front, dug out by Sestock. Jonak back to Lassen. She'll drop it off the tape and get the kill. It's the 11th kill for Mercedes Lassen, but it looks like her outstanding career is about to come to an end. Hastings St. Cecilia is headed to state. 25-18, third set. They sweep Sutton, and the serve here is just off the back line by Kylie Sestock. And that brings us to championship point here for Kearney Catholic. And in to serve it away will be Whitney Colling. Championship point for the Stars. 24-14. And Colling's left-handed serve, Fosick to Sestock. Set right side, Lassen off the block. Dug out by Studi. Connor with the set. Right side, Butler's attack. And in the net is called on St. Paul. And Kearney Catholic is headed to the state volleyball tournament with a 25-16, 25-21, and 25-14 win over the St. Paul Wildcats, who will end their season at 27-5. Kearney Catholic wins their 10th in a row to go to 24-8. Coming up, we'll have all the final stats. We'll have the coaches' interviews and wrap up our action on the Misco Sports postgame show. Stay with us here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, Elba.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back to Kennesaw. I want to thank Athletic Director Craig Schnitzler, all the fine sponsors, all the fine folks here as always at Kennesaw for their hospitality. A jam-packed gymnasium tonight. They say that capacity is 1,100. We had that here and maybe squeezed in a couple more here tonight as Kearney Catholic is headed to the state tournament. And it doesn't look like any of the miracles will help St. Paul get in. Even though you would think that they deserve to get into the state tournament with a record of 28-4. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, from their storefront location in Ord, as always, they continue to serve not only Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, but all of the schools throughout the state, constantly traveling, making sure that each athlete has the best equipment that they can have. They'll be better for the games they play from Misco Sports. Again, the area teams, so to speak, all were winners in straight sets tonight. Kearney Catholic over St. Paul, Hastings St. Cecilia over Sutton, and Ord over Dundee County Stratton. We'll take a look at the final numbers here in just a moment. Hopefully get a chance to chat with both of the coaches here tonight as Kearney Catholic will head to the state tournament, and we'll see who they play. The official pairings, they might come out tomorrow night. The Class B Substate, which is new. Normally they'd be out first thing Saturday morning, but they have to wait for all the Class B matches to get done tomorrow. And the final match will be in Aurora, 6 o'clock. So 8:30, they may have them up by 9-10 o'clock tomorrow night. Otherwise, first thing Sunday morning. We will take a break and be back with the numbers right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the third set. For St. Paul, Leslie Fox had three kills. Mercedes Lassen had three kills in that third set as well. Also, we had Maddie Fosick ending up with one service point. Alexa Wysocki had two service points. One was an ace, couple of kills, and Taryn Jonak, one service point. Eight kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve for St. Paul. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, one service point. Kylie Teal had four kills. Morgan Studi had a service point and a kill. Whitney Colling, three service points. Shayla Connor, two service points. One was an ace and ace block. Courtney Shundoff had one kill. Callie Oprek, an ace block and a kill. Two service points for Allie Prasoski. Mackenzie Smith, five service points and a kill. And Paige Herbert had one kill in that third set. Nine kills, two ace blocks, one ace serve as Kearney Catholic takes the third set, 25-14. To complete the sweep tonight. And as always, in victory or defeat, head coach Matt Kane Fairbanks joins us here. And coach, I watched Giltner play Bertrand last night, and they're 1-2 in the state, and that was a straight set sweep. And then I come here tonight and watch two good conference rivals, and it seemed to mirror the Minden match for Kearney Catholic. Tough first set where Kearney Catholic dug everything, and then just really no answer. What do you do to describe this one for us?
Yeah, I think congratulations first of all to Kearney Catholic on, I mean, just an outstanding team, and it's no surprise. They've got a ton of studs over there, and they showed up to play the last few weeks of the season, and they're ready to go. So look out, state, if you're listening, look out below, because we've seen it out here several times now, and here they come. But no, they played an outstanding match, and that was really it. You're right. In that first set, we were taking good hard swings. We'd hit a few through the block and they'd dig them. We'd hit a few off the block and they'd dig them. We'd hit a few into the block. And they were just too big up at the net. And our offense isn't necessarily our strength. And when another team can match our defense, we have a tough time just putting a ball down. And they made us earn all of our kills on our side of the net. They didn't give us anything easy. So, you know, it's just too good on offense was the main thing for them, and not quite enough offense from the Wildcats.
Matt, I know the Stars got a couple players back after the conference tournament. How much of a difference did that make in the last two times that you met them?
Yeah, I think it just, and confidence especially. I mean, they have tons of players. I mean, I got to say, they have outside hitters and middles to spare over there. But they, I think just the confidence level of who they thought was going to be playing and who played with them in the summer. And now it's a funny thing in volleyball, maybe in other team sports, where just having the same people next to you and knowing what to expect out of them goes a long way, even if they're not necessarily substantially better players.
Again, we've talked about her for years. You've got three seniors that you're going to be losing. Mercedes Lassen tried. She led your team in kills again tonight. She kept backing off the net as the block got stronger every once in a while. She was able to get up there, and you kind of knew when the set was there that she was still going to put it away from you. But what a career she's had.
Yeah, thank you for noticing that. She did an outstanding job tonight, as she has for us for 4 years. I mean, people need to remember my seniors are 5'3" and 5'5" and 5'3", and my 5'5" is the middle. And they fought as hard as they could. They did everything they could. They're getting outmatched with height and jumping ability for the most part. But no, Mercedes didn't quit. She was steady on pass, steady on the serve, and steady up at the net. I mean, we knew we needed to get her the ball, and they knew we needed to get her the ball. She just had a tough time hitting around the tall block, and when she did, it was too high and too flat where they could dig it.
27-5, a whale of a season, but unfortunately, it looks like you're going to be a sliver outside in the wild cards. Coaches take different, approaches to the season, because it doesn't look like anything's going to change here in the next couple of years. Will you do anything different in the future to try and, I don't know if you can say guarantee, so that when you win 27 games, you've got a chance to get to Grand Island, now in the future Lincoln again?
No, I mean, we do all that we can do. I mean, we played a lot of non-conference teams. I mean, I would like to see some of these teams play Columbus Lakeview. You know, let's see Shadron play Lakeview and see who wins that game. Because there's just a lot of good teams in the East. Other than picking up our town and moving it away from Catholic schools, and that's no offense, I'm Catholic myself, but I mean, we're in a C1 area where Kearney Catholic, Central Catholic, and SCOTUS have dominated the region for, you know, 20s of years here. So we just know that if we're going to get to state, we have to win. And quite honestly, if we can't win our district, we probably shouldn't be at state because we're not going to be contending. Kearney Catholic's one of the top two teams. And, you know, good luck to them. But I think you should win. I think you should have to win your district. So, you know, we feel bad that we didn't, but it's okay. We had our chance tonight, and Kearney Catholic was just a little bit better. So we'll go home and work harder for next year.
Matt, always a class act. Always appreciate your time and great effort by the girls, even though it didn't go their way tonight.
Yeah, no, Doug, thank you also. I can get scouting reports off the radio from you. You're so clear with your calls. So, no, I really appreciate the coverage. You guys do a fantastic job over here.
Thanks for the kind words. We'll see him at state, unfortunately watching instead of participating. Head coach Matt Kane Fairbanks. We'll come back, look at the cumulative stats, and chat with Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor right after this timeout.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The overall final stats coming up here in a moment, but Coach Chris Connor joins us ninth consecutive year to the state volleyball tournament. Chris, congratulations.
Thanks, Doug.
I was telling Matt that I couldn't believe what I saw last night, and it was in Kearney Catholic's gym, and you saw a little bit of Giltner-Bertrand, where two great teams battled and one just dominated the other after the first set. Same thing happened here tonight. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think we've been really just kind of on a high the last few weeks. I mean, just been playing better and better. And not that we played better than we did Tuesday, because Tuesday was our best match of the season, no doubt. So we knew it was going to be tough to play anywhere close to that level again. And it's been a grueling week with the football boys on Wednesday and all kinds of stuff going on today with one act. But you know, kids came out and played confident, and that's something that we haven't really been doing until the last part of the year.
Well, and again, we reemphasize, it seems like you can directly point to you've had every option available to you during this 10-game winning streak. Everybody's been pretty healthy for you. You've had them all suited up. This is the team, correct, that you thought you were going to have on opening night to take through the year?
Yeah, exactly. I said, yeah, girls finally got our mojo back. Finally got that team from the summer I saw, you know, and we did. We did a lot of different lineup changes, and we had some injuries, and, you know, it's just we just couldn't get everybody clicking. So it's nice and very satisfying to finally see everybody, you know, happy about the job they're doing.
It was strange in that I've got you for 33 kills. I mean, you dominated that 75 points. So what you've been doing most of the year and most of the last few years is the numbers should be higher. A lot of long rallies tonight that just on both sides really kind of ended in errors. I'm guessing despite the win, both teams are going to have one of their lowest hitting efficiencies of the year. But is that a big deal?
Yeah. You know, I thought, I don't know how many blocks we had, but I think, you know, that probably is attributed to some of it. Yeah, we definitely had more hitting errors, I think, tonight. I think we probably didn't move the ball around quite as well. But, for blocks, Doug's saying, yes, we have six blocks.
Six aces, anyway.
Uh-huh. So, you know, I think, I don't know what their kill efficiency was, but hoping it's around our goal. You know, we're trying to at least come up with 250 every match. And, you know, I think St. Paul does a great job on defense. You know, they move pretty well, and they have some big kids on the block, and we got rattled a few times.
You even made some tweaks tonight. Kylie Teal has come in and done some things. I know her and Maddie Squires have kind of, one kid might play the whole night one time, and the other kid might do it another night. And then Jenny Beans didn't play tonight. Michelle Messbarger did. Talk about those two switches.
Yeah. You know, Maddie and Kylie both shift off and practice all the time. They both rotate quite a bit, and they're both young kids trying to get confidence, and, you know, both hit kind of different shots. So it's, you know, what might work for one maybe necessarily doesn't work for the other against that same team. So I look for them to be, you know, to keep kind of rotating in that spot and help out when they can. Jenny Beans has a great serve, but Michelle's been, you know, also doing great. Michelle's defensively, she's tough back there. So we definitely wanted to give her some reps back there, and she served fairly aggressively too, and got them out of system a lot. So
I guess to put this one in perspective, because I don't know when I could ask you this, but did you think back to finishing fourth in the conference tournament, which started with losing to St. Paul? What is the key besides having the kids back? What has clicked? What has made things turn around with this 10-game winning streak?
Well, I think after we lost to Wood River and ended up fourth in conference, we just heart-to-heart talk about, you know, don't give up. It's not over. We can still do this, you know. And for a few weeks there, it was pretty tough, and kids really had to believe in themselves again. And, you know, just practice by practice and game by game, you know, just trying to keep encouraging. But I think it was just more mental than anything, you know, because if the mental part isn't there, it's hard to, you know, do those skills. And so it just, you know, and that's a young team. You got to grow that way before you can actually execute on the court. So finally figured it out, I think.
Well, we'll let you out of here with a couple of last thoughts. I always give some ribbon to a few of the kids out there, and I get it back from some of them. So maybe we don't mention Mackenzie Smith as often as we should, but she was a terror serving tonight, and it seems like her defense has gotten better as the year has went along, and you've had maybe more confidence in leaving her in there the whole way through. She's been doing that most of the year, but boy, some powerful swings she's been digging out here in the postseason.
Yeah, she's strong. I mean, in the back row, in practice, she's always wanting to swing. And, you know, she blew her knee out last winter and came back in the spring late. And so she's been just, you can tell, she's just getting more comfortable with it. She's left some pretty good holes in the floor in Cope Coliseum that Mr. Petrie's not very happy about with her brace. But, you know, she is a hustler, and she is going to give it her all every single time. And, you know, probably the best attribute that no one really realizes in the stands is that she is a big talker out there. And in volleyball, if you're not communicating, there's just a lot of errors out there, and she is definitely our best talker on the court.
And now you go to state, just your thoughts. You kind of probably already know what the field will look like. Nobody else from C1. I did hear Ogallala beat Shadron tonight, so that's the only other one we know from C1 at this point. But your thoughts on the field. It's SCOTUS and you and everybody else is what other people are going to say. What do you say?
Yeah, that's kind of what we saw, too. We figured Ogallala would probably win that one. And, you know, Wahoo, we're kind of rooting for them that they're going to win that one. So, you know, if it sets up the way it should, you know, we can kind of like what we're seeing going into the state tournament as far as who we'll see first round.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get out of here. We'll see you at Grand Island Senior High next Thursday. Congratulations again.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
That's Chris Connor, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, headed back to the state volleyball tournament. We'll give you the final stats and wrap it up right after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here's a look at the overall final stats of tonight's match. That was won by the Stars in three sets. For St. Paul, I had Leslie Fox with two service points and four kills. Mercedes Lassen, two service points. One was an ace. She had a match high, 11 kills. Kaylee Horkey had an ace block. Maddie Fosick had three service points. Kylie Sestock had five service points. Carrie Sestock, two ace blocks and five kills. Alexa Wysocki, five service points. One was an ace. Taryn Jonak, a service point, two ace blocks, and two kills. Overall, 22 kills, five ace blocks, and two ace serves for St. Paul. Their season comes to an end with a record of 25-5. For Kearney Catholic, I had Michelle Messbarger with four service points. The freshman Kylie Teal had seven kills in the match and didn't play hardly at all in that first set. Morgan Studi, six service points, one kill. Whitney Colling had four service points. Shayla Connor, five service points. One was an ace, two ace blocks, two kills. Courtney Shundoff had six kills. Callie Oprick, two ace blocks, seven kills. And those seven kills, her and Teal tied for the team high. Anna Squires, two ace blocks, two kills. Allie Prasoski, four service points. And Mackenzie Smith, 17 service points tonight. Two of those were aces. She had three kills. Paige Herbert had five kills. I had Kearney Catholic for 33 kills, six ace blocks, and three ace serves as the Stars improved to 24-8 on the season with a 25-16, 25-21, and 25-14 victory over St. Paul to head to state for the ninth consecutive year. And that upset loss to Centura might have been the one match that you look back that might have been the one that keeps St. Paul out of the state tournament.